For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
They're not just the pests that ruin our picnic and drive us indoors. They also can carry serious illness. I'm talking about mosquitoes. My guest today is Dr. Stephen Dobson, professor of medical entomology at the UK College of Agriculture, who's going to talk with us today about ways we can avoid coming into contact with these pests, as well as research he's doing to decrease the mosquito population.
So mosquitoes are drawing a lot of attention now. Most people are thinking about them because of the diseases that are being transmitted. Zika, it's like unlike anything I've ever seen as far as capturing the media attention. I started in Kentucky in 1998. 99, we had the first reported case of West Nile in the U.S., right, in New York. It wasn't a few years later till we had it here in Kentucky. But even then, there was a lot more emphasis on mosquito-borne disease and captured kind of the attention of the media, but nothing like Zika. Zika really surprised me at how much the media grabbed hold of that. So that's what most people are worried about. But also, we're having problems with invasive mosquitoes. So we are unintentionally importing mosquitoes into the U.S. And also spreading them. So, for example, California, over the last 5 years, so just in this decade, has had three new species introduced, three new mosquito species, Aedes albopictus, Aedes aegypti, and Aedes nondescriptus. And so I think it has a lot to do with just globalization. People are moving so quickly from, you know, you hop on a plane in Africa one day and the next day you're in New York City, and moving goods around and animals, and that's how they think West Nile came in, was on a bird that was imported into the U.S. The bird was infected with a virus and then infected our mosquitoes locally. But we're also moving the mosquitoes around too, and the pathogens. Zika came into we kind of watched it move across the ocean. Having outbreaks in islands, and it really didn't catch, people weren't too alarmed about it because Zika really wasn't thought to be a big problem until they started getting these reports of microcephaly coming out of Brazil. And that's when really people started to say, we've got a problem.
And do we think that these three species, that they're hitchhikers or stowaways on goods that are coming from overseas?
That's exactly right. Although it's not the adults, it's not the form of the mosquito that we normally think of that's getting imported. All three of these species, they're what are called container breeders. So they're breeding in small containers. They could breed in a thimble. Just really small volumes of water, and they lay their eggs there, and the eggs can completely dry out. And so if you have a potted plant, this is one way that they thought they came in on bamboo plants that were brought into Lowe's, and they come in off a shipment and they go to Lowe's, and then people take them home, and next thing you know, you've infested an entire city accidentally. The eggs are like a grain of sand, very small, difficult to see. The tiger mosquito came into the U.S. on a shipload of tires, imported a shipload of used tires. Same thing, the eggs were just stuck to the inside of those tires, and they loaded the tires up on trucks and took them to reprocessing centers, and next thing you know, we had albopictus throughout the U.S.
And of course, used tires lying around are perfect receptacles for water.
Yes.
Stagnant water that mosquitoes will love.
Right. If you have some people put tires and paint them and make different objects out of them as decorative features in their yard, but you want to definitely make sure you drill holes in the bottom of those tires to let the water drain out. Otherwise, you will definitely have mosquitoes breeding.
I'm speaking with Dr. Stephen Dobson, professor of medical entomology at the UK College of Agriculture, and today we're talking about mosquitoes.
So let's say we're going to go for a walk in the woods, or we're going to garden in our backyard. Are there certain steps that we can take to minimize, A, mosquito reproduction under our control, and B, our exposure just as people walking around to mosquito bites?
Sure. The timing. So when you go for a walk will affect whether the mosquitoes are very active. Also, personal protection, so wearing repellent would be another thing that you could do to protect yourself. And then just as far as doing your part to reduce the mosquito population, draining, we call it source reduction. Dog bowls and kids' toys, you know, after this rain we just had over the weekend, how many things are filled up in your yard that are going to sit there, and they all become breeding sites for mosquitoes. And things you don't think about as well, your gutters, right? If they're not draining properly and there's water collected, they can easily breed thousands of mosquitoes. The other thing that is a kind of a breeding site are these corrugated black plastic that you hook to your downspout on your house that carries the water away from the house. Those have these grooves in them, and each groove can hold 10, 20 milliliters of water and can easily breed lots of mosquitoes.
Now, I read in one of the UK Now publications that you and a former grad student have a company that is looking at ways of decreasing mosquito populations.
That's right. So the University of Kentucky, we developed and invented and patented a technology for introducing this bacterium named Wolbachia into mosquitoes. And this bacterium is able to cause a form of sterility. And so basically we would come to your backyard and we release male mosquitoes into your yard. And most people's eyebrows go at this point, you know, well, you're not going to release mosquitoes into my backyard. But then once we explain to them that male mosquitoes don't bite, it's just the female mosquitoes that bite and blood feed and transmit disease. The males don't use blood. The females use blood to make their eggs. They need the protein. Males don't make eggs, so they don't blood feed. And therefore, you know, they're not going to give you the itchy bumps and they're not going to give you Zika. So we can release lots and lots of males into your backyard. Those male mosquitoes can then fly around, mate with the females. Female mosquitoes tend to be monogamous. So once they mate with one of our males, they continue to go about their business and lay eggs, but those eggs don't hatch. And if enough of the eggs in your backyard don't hatch, your population goes down.
Is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about your work or about mosquitoes in general that I haven't asked you about?
Well, we're often confused. There's several new approaches like what I just described. Some of them have transgenic technology, they're GMO technology, and there's a lot of confusion as to what we do and don't do. And so I would just point out what we are and what we are not. There's one group that's, for example, in Australia that's intentionally releasing female mosquitoes, and the goal is to infect the population with this bacterium. So our approach, we only release males. It's being used as a pesticide, essentially causing sterility in the populations, and there's no GMO. It's non-transgenic.
My thanks to Dr. Stephen Dobson, professor of medical entomology at the UK College of Agriculture. More information can be found at our website, wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.